Every pitch.
Struck him out with a slider.
Every trade.
This is going to sound crazy, but I look at this year's roster. I think it's better than the roster they're breaking camp with last year. I think that the Brewers should seriously be considered to win this division.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dominic Catronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Yes! It is 33 and cloudy here. It's snowing. It's February. Dom's in Arizona. Dom, what's the weather like there right now?
Sunny and 75 like it's a country song.
Wow. That's pretty good, Dom. That's pretty nice.
It's going to be in the mid-80s next week.
Oh, that's good. That's really nice.
Dom, I like you. Stop talking.
We're living through you, actually. What's the mood like? What's spring training like as a general vibe? Are the guys happy to see each other? Is there back slapping, joking around? What's the vibe like?
Exactly that. It's just like getting the band back together. The boys are back in town. Cue up the Thin Lizzy. You know, it's just good to see the boys back. And today's news was like another little boost to the morale in this clubhouse with Pat Murphy's new contract extension. So the way that I see spring training, look, is it long? Yes. Is it really just for starting pitchers? Also, yes. But at the same time, it's just a good time to just sort of refine, get things ready in the right direction, and then, you know, ultimately get to enjoy some sunshine too. The days aren't that long. I mean, you show up at the ballpark at 8 o'clock, you're done by 1, and you go hopefully get an afternoon 9 holes in. I mean, that's just a beautiful way to spend a day.
Wow. And Christian Yelich also spoke about that, Dom, his closeness with Pat Murphy and the importance of good management. Oh, my gosh. It happened again, John.
You had a possessed computer
I'm
over
sorry.
There.
I'm sorry. I need to, reboot my computer. Well, basically, he said it was one of the things that you clipped about the importance of managers. And were you surprised by hearing that?
No, I think the relationship between Yelly and Murph has been very well documented over the years. Obviously, the trade that brought Yelly over in 18 is how he first met Murph. But people in baseball just know what Murph means to a clubhouse. And even before he was a manager, right, he was always a guy that could keep it light but could still be somebody that Craig Counsell at the time would bounce ideas off of and talk game strategy with and that sort of thing. And now that he's running the ship, no detail is not noticed, and he understands how to keep it light. We know about the jokes, we know about the pocket pancakes and all that, but you know, that's on the outside, but on the inside, I promise you, this clubhouse loves to play for him. Even just yesterday, I was talking to the newly acquired Jet Williams from the Mets trade with Freddy Peralta, is that, hey, you got to experience your first Pat Murphy fire him up speech, you know, in the first workout of spring training on Tuesday. I was like, oh man, I understand real quick why everybody wants to play for that guy. So it's such a perfect marriage of the timing of the club, the players that they've been acquiring to help win games for the Brewers, and the continuity continues from the top down with Matt Arnold getting extended and Pat Murphy getting extended.
Dom, many thought it was the end of the world when Craig Counsell left. Probably, maybe in part because he was going to the Cubs, but when he left, everybody was like, we don't know Murph. We see him, but we don't really know him. I want you to talk about how different their styles are, how different they behave around the team. It seems like it's a lot different.
It is different, but I don't want it to be like disparaging to Craig, because obviously he was part of a really successful era of Brewers baseball. And when Craig went down to Chicago, I was openly wondering, like, people like, well, is Murph going to get the job? I'm like, well, I'm pretty sure Murph's going to go with Craig to Chicago if he doesn't get job. And that was confirmed. I mean, he was looking at condos in Chicago if he wasn't selected to be the Brewers manager, which ultimately was the right decision. So the differences in styles, I mean, Murph, like I just said, he does keep it light, but I think he's a much more, he likes to have his thumbprint on the game from like the actual gameplay, meaning putting a steal on, always having the green light, being able to move a guy over, do little things in baseball, right? And Craig's style was a little bit more managerial, a little bit more like, how can I manipulate the board in my favor? Meaning the way he used pitchers, the way that he understood the other team was setting their lineup up, and how he used arms for certain windows. And that's been carried over by Murph as well. So neither one is the wrong approach or the best approach. But quite frankly, I think this couldn't have gone any better than anybody dreamed, maybe aside from a World Series title, of course, but just that, oh my goodness, Craig Counsell is leaving and now Pat Murphy is staying, and he's now back-to-back manager of the year, which is the one thing that eluded Craig all those years here.
Yeah, we lost Freddie Peralta. We got Brandon Sproat. How's Sproat doing?
Sproat just threw a bullpen, a live at-bat yesterday. He will pitch at some point next week on the game mound. He's just slowly getting acclimated, learning what the Brewers want of him. He's part of the really, really long list of starting pitchers that are capable of being on this team in 2026. And regardless of not if he makes the team, he's on the 40-man roster, and he will pitch in the big leagues at some point this season.
Dom Catronio with us from Phoenix. SI is reporting that they believe Garrett Mitchell has the tools to be one of the breakout stars in the entire league this year. What do you see when you see Garrett Mitchell?
I just hope that Garrett can stay on the field, because everybody within the Brewers agrees with that statement, because, I mean, they took him with a first-round pick back in 2020, and the tools and the ability are just off the charts. It's just so much charisma, so much natural talent. He's, quite frankly, he might be, I want to see a foot race between him and David Hamilton, who was just acquired back to the Brewers in the Red Sox deal. But Garrett's one of the fastest guys I've ever seen. He's strong and he can have power. He can hit for average. Now, the problem is he just hasn't been on the field. He's had some really unlucky injury history, and we just all want to see him on the field. We all remember that game two home run in the wild card series in 2024 against the Mets. And it just felt like you could start to see him reach his potential. And, you know, we just hope that we see him on the field. And I know he feels the same way.
And Dom, I was just texting with you yesterday because I did a special on the Miz. You said he was throwing yesterday. How did he go? How did he do?
Yeah, so it was funny. We were joking today that, it's first one, you're getting the rust off, you're seeing another hitter in the other box, you know, it's not just training all off season long in a, you know, AstroTurf facility. Now you got your teammate there in the other box, and he admitted, yeah, I throw 99, I don't want to hit anybody this time of year. So he was a little skittish, he was a little bit command all over the place, but he's really happy with his curveball, really happy with his changeup, and look, nobody feels like they're going to win the Cy Young after the first live at bat, and nobody should take any sort of result as like, oh my goodness, this is how his season's going to go from the first 30 pitches he throws to a pitcher. You know, just get back on the rails and see what the year has to unfold.
Dom, what percentage of guys in camp would you say are golfers?
That's a good question. I'd say it's roughly, I'd say of the 40-man roster, I'd say it's somewhere around 20 to 25. I think it's a good
50%. Oh, I thought it'd be like
90. No, it's not as much as you think. Look, I'm not trying to profile anybody, but, you know, the Dominicans and Venezuelans, not exactly into the golf. They're more into the dominoes. But for our team, you know, I tell you what, you know who's sneaky, really likes to get back after it is Brandon Woodruff. Now, he hasn't been able to play a lot because of all of his injuries.
Yeah.
But every now and then you'll hear, like, he's wearing some, you know, Scottsdale Country Club on his hand. Like, hey, you go there yesterday? Oh, it's awesome. So he loves his golf.
Do you ever take the sticks out with any of the guys?
I will say that I have played golf with a few of the guys. That's where I got to get my best material. So I got to make sure that I you know, keep that sourcing trusted. So I'm not going to be outing anybody here, John.
That's good stuff. We love that you're part of our team out there. You've been doing a fantastic job. Dom Catronio, thank you so much, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
It is 4:24 at WTMJ. That's a good assignment. February in Phoenix.
Amazing.
Yeah.